God reigns. Okay, so yes, we are back. Glory to God. Okay. In fact, it is well. So that person that word was for, you know, about you are contemplating abortion right now. Yeah, God said, keep that baby. All right, we'll trust God. Network will not spoil what God wants to do today. Amen. Amen. So trust God to, you know, reach out to his people. Okay, so I've said that sex is of God. Sex is holy. God created sex. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God created sex. It's not the devil that created sex, because we can see from Genesis 2 verse 24, that God is the one who created sex. It's not the devil that created sex. Amen. Okay, because God said, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. That was when sex, you know, thing, you know, started. So that scripture is very important. This sex thing actually started in Genesis chapter 2 verse 24. Amen. And then I was saying that God, since God is the one that created sex, is the one that has the authority to tell us how to use it. Amen. And I was using the analogy of Android and iOS, how that you cannot go and meet, you have an Android and you want to find out how the Android works, you cannot go and meet iOS, you know, site, or go to iOS site and start searching, how do I go about my Android device? That's very foolish. Amen. Glory to God. If, you know, you want to know about sex, if you want to know about this thing called sex, you go to the person that created it. And that person that created it is God. Amen. So that's the person you go to. Hallelujah. That's the person you go to. You go to his word to find out how, you know, this thing called sex, what he has in mind concerning it, and why did he create it. And we can see from Genesis 2 verse 24 that God created sex for marriage. He says, and they shall cleave, you know, and he shall cleave unto his wife, not his girlfriend, not his baby boo, not his lover. Amen. God created sex for marriage. Hallelujah. Not for people who are going out, not for people who are even about to get married, not for people who are engaged. The fact that the guy has put a ring on it doesn't mean that you both should be having sex. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The fact that he has put a ring on it does not mean that sex can happen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Until the marriage, you know, happens, sex is not meant for you. Amen. And I shared about how that you cannot carry an Apple app and say you want to put it inside an Android device. It will not work. God created sex for marriage. He created sex for the, you know, the platform of marriage, for the covenant, for the marriage covenant. That's where God created sex for. Trying to put sex inside a relationship, trying to put sex into something else, it's not going to work. Amen. And I read a scripture, Matthew chapter 19, verse 4 to 6. You know, how that the Pharisees came to meet Jesus and they were like, oh, should we be divorcing our wives? And then Jesus said something to them. He said, see, I'm reading from NLT. He said, haven't you read the scriptures? He said, the scripture records that from the beginning, God made male and female. He said, this explains why a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. Since they are no longer two but one, let no one split apart what God has joined together. Amen. See, marriage is between man and woman, right? And what makes them join together, what makes them become one, is the sex. Amen. It's not the marriage ceremony they do around. Glory to God, those ones, all those dancing, all those things. Until sex happens, that's when they become one. So Jesus was saying that, see, in the beginning, God created, you know, marriage for two people to become one. And what makes them one is sex. Amen. Sex is a bond. Glory to God. That's the first thing I want to, you know, buttress tonight. Sex is a bond. This sex thing that we're using to joke around the place, it's a powerful bond. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 6, you know, you will see Paul saying, and from verse 15, Paul was saying that, you know, how can one be joined? You go and, you know, fornication, you go and have fornication, you know, and then you are now joined to an allot. Amen. I'll read it. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 15. It says, "Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then make my members of Christ and make them members of an allot? God forbid." It says, "Don't you know that he which is joined to an allot is one body? For two seeth he shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit." Verse 18 says, "Flee fornication." Sex actually has the power to make two people become one. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. And this thing called sex, let me tell you tonight, this thing called sex, I want you to reverence it. Amen. See, the devil has done a lot of perverting, but see, this thing called sex actually is a symbol of our relationship with Christ. You can see what the apostle, Paul was saying. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, we'll continue. You can see what, you know, Paul was saying. He was saying that these two, you know, said that sex can make two people to become one. Amen. Glory to God. So, sex is a bond. Amen. I want you to say this. Say, sex is a bond. Sex is a bond. So, if you go and start having sex with different people, having sex up and down with different, you know, men, you are bonding yourself with different kind of people. You are bonding yourself with different men. Amen. Sex is a bond. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, I want to read another scripture to us. You know when Jesus entered into a temple and then he began to flog people? He began to flog all the people that were selling in the temple. You know, Matthew 21, verse 12 to 13. It says, "Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out all the people that were buying and selling animals." You know, that were buying and selling in the temple. He knocked over the tables of the money changers and the chairs of those selling doves. He said to them, "The scripture declares, my temple..." It says that my temple will be called the house of prayer. It says, "But you have turned it into a den of thieves." Amen. And see, the temple of God that we're talking about here, you know, the Bible reveals to us that actually we are that temple. Our body is that temple. Amen. Glory to God. I'll read it for you. All right. If you turn with me to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, okay. I don't want us to read plenty scriptures. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. It says, "What? Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own?" Amen. Glory to God. So Jesus was saying, "You have turned my temple to a den of thieves." And he said, "My temple," scripture says, "my temple shall be called the house of prayer." And if our body has become the temple of God, our body is actually that house of prayer. And what exactly is prayer? Prayer is actually communing with God. Prayer is actually communicating with God. Prayer is actually transacting with, you know, with God of all spirits. Amen. Prayer is actually what we do that takes us from this physical realm, that helps us transact with the spiritual realm. Amen. So your body is actually, you know, a place for transacting, you know, spiritual activities. Amen. Stay with me. Your body is not for sex. Amen. Those people were selling those, selling this, selling that, selling everything inside the temple. Amen. So Jesus got angry. For those people who are into sex trade, prostitution, or some people who even don't do it officially, they say they're not doing it officially, you know, they say that they are selling, they are just, maybe they just eat one particular need, and they just call one guy, and the guy says, "Oh, baby, just come around now. let's just chill, and then I'll send 10k to your account, and then okay, maybe 100k, and then sex happened. You are selling your body already. So don't think until you stand on the streets, that's when you have started sex trade. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Your body is not for sex trading. Amen. And thank you, Holy Spirit. He just said to me, he said, it's not just, you know, trading for money. Some of you trade your body for love, because you want approval from the guy, because you want the guy to stay with you, because you want the guy to remain in the relationship with you. So you offer sex to him. Amen. All that has to end tonight. Hallelujah. If the guy is not ready to wait until marriage, my sister, press Control D, delete him from your life. Amen. Glory to God. Your body is not meant for trading. Your body is the temple of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know it so strongly. There are ladies listening to me right now. Amen. The only reason you are in that relationship, you are even tired of relationship, you want to leave, you know, but you are like, you love this guy. This guy wants sex. This guy said either sex or you leave. And you decided to give him sex to keep the relationship going. Oh, because you spent years in the relationship and you don't want people to think that, oh, all your time with this guy has been in vain, all of that, the abortions you've done, you just want to go, you just want to continue the relationship. If bad as bad, you go end up marrying, I go marry and like that. You understand those things that girls used to say. My dear beloved sister, you need to break that relationship up. You need to break it. Amen. Glory to God. I can tell you that that's the right thing you need to do. End that relationship, because this is when Jesus entered the temple and saw that they were trading inside in the temple. He didn't waste time. He carried belt. He carried cane. Flogged everybody out. Action. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So if there's any guy in your life that is making you bow to sex, that is making you give him sex before time, that is making you, you know, put your work with God at, you know, on the line, that is making you do what you don't want to do, carry cane. I don't say flog the guy, flog that relationship, flog the love and run away. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus did not send anybody. And the Pharisees came and were like, hey, who gave you authority to be doing this one? He said, see, this is my temple. Amen. This is the house of God. The scripture says my temple will be called the house of prayer. And the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 6:18 that your temple, your body is now the temple of God. Follow me. Because by the time you understand, you see what this temple thing is about. I just pray for time's sake. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Your body is the temple of God. Say, my body is the temple of God. My body is the temple of God. Your body is a house of intimacy with the Father. Amen. Jesus said, my temple shall be called the house of prayer. He says, will be called the house of prayer. Amen. So your body is a house of intimacy with the Father. Amen. That is why the Holy Ghost came to tabernacle upon your inside. That is why the Holy Ghost came to dwell in you. Amen. Because he wanted, you know, God wants to be intimate with man. He didn't want to be far away from man. You know, we used to say Emmanuel, God with us. But it's no longer Emmanuel, God with us. It is now God in us, living in us. He that is joined with the Lord is now one spirit with him. You are now one spirit with the Lord. Just the same way a man and a woman becomes one after they have sex in marriage. Amen. Glory to God. See, your relationship with Jesus Christ is similar with sexual intercourse. It's that deep. Amen. It's that deep. It says, he that is joined with the Lord is one spirit with him. For this cause shall a man leave his father's mother and shall be joined to his wife. Amen. Glory to God. And then Jesus said, he said, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. That's why God hates divorce. See, sometimes we look at the surface value of this thing. God hates divorce. See, the reason why God hates divorce is because it is actually downplaying his relationship with us. It makes it look as if God just comes into our lives and then one minute he's saying, I'm out. That's why God hates divorce, because marriage is actually a representation of our relationship with Christ. That's what Paul was saying It says that, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. After talking about marriage in Ephesians 5, he said this is a mystery, but I'm speaking concerning Christ and the church. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This sex thing that people are using to play, this sex thing that people are using to, you know, play around and joke around, is actually a symbol of our relationship with Christ Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lack of intimacy with the Father actually is what is driving people into this need for sex. Amen. It's lack of intimacy. Jesus said, my temple will be called the house of prayer. The reason why you feel this need for sex is because you've not got, you know, intimacy with God. See, there is such a thing as intimacy with the Father. When you know that you are joined to the Lord, that feeling of, you know, if you've ever had this feeling of wanting a guy, you know, you can actually feel it with Jesus. Amen. And that feeling can sustain you and keep you pure even before you get married. Amen. It's not sex that you need. It's communion with the Father that you need. Hallelujah. It's communion with the Holy Ghost that you need. It's not sex that you need. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 6 verse 13, it says the body is not for fornication. The body is not for fornication. The body is for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. I believe I'm talking to ladies here. See, your body is for the Lord. Your boobs is for Jesus. Let's say it as it is. Your private part is for Jesus. Amen. It's not for one guy. Some people say, I'm keeping myself for one guy. I'm keeping myself. No. No, that's the lesser truth. Your body is for the Lord. And the Lord for the body. When you get married, that's another realm where your body now becomes your husband's soul, because the Lord gives it to him. Amen. Hallelujah. But right now, your body, first and foremost, your body belongs to God. Your boobs, your breasts, your bum bum, everywhere belongs to God. It doesn't belong to that guy. So why are you killing yourself trying to give it to him? So like, see some girls, I'll give it to him. I'll give it to him. He will take it. Take what? Your body is for the Lord. Amen. This is God's word. I want you to say this. My body is for the Lord. My body is for the Lord. It says, now the body is not for fornication. Your body is not for sex. Your body was not designed to be having sex. That's why, see, I mean, when you get married, this sex thing, people are shocking people. When you get married, you'll be having sex from morning to night. I'm telling you the truth. You'll be having sex from morning to night. Your body is not made for sex. Your body was meant to commune with the Father. Your body was meant as to be a house of prayer where you transact with the Holy Ghost, where you commune with him, where he stretches forth his hands through you and he heals the blind, where he stretches forth his hands through you and the dead are raised. That's what your body is meant for. But the devil has deceived us that our body is meant for sexual, you know, kinikon and all of that. No! Glory to God. Your body is for the Lord. Your body is for the Lord. See, I was telling God that when I was in university, I was like, God, I want to walk with you so much so that even my hair, the person that is even making my hair, when they are making my hair, they will contact glory. Amen. That person might have been going through one long-standing issue, but because my body is for you and my hair is part of that body, that person contacts Zoe. That's the realm we're living. That's the life we should be living. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Your body is for the Lord. Amen. 2 Corinthians 13 verse 14. It says that may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you. How is the communion of the Holy Ghost going to be with us? How is the Holy Ghost going to commune with us? It is through our body. But people have turned this body to sex object, sex tool. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. Your body belongs to God. Your sexual organs belongs to God. Amen. 1 Corinthians 16 verse 20, it says, for you are bought with a price. It says, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Your body and your spirit belongs to God. Amen. Your body does not belong to any man. If you're married, yes, your body belongs to your husband. That's the privilege of my brand. Believe me, I'm talking to singles. You're not getting married. See, your body belongs to God. First and foremost, your body belongs to God. He said it is God. How does it belong to God? It was bought with a price. Which price? Amen. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 1 verse 18. It says that, you know, if you read into 19, it says that we've been redeemed, not with corruptible things. We've been redeemed with the incorruptible blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. The precious blood of Jesus Christ was actually what God used in purchasing our body. So you can see that your body is priceless. I want to share this tonight, and this is going to redeem some ladies from that pressure of giving guys sex in relationship. The guy says, I love you. You know, I will marry you if you just give me this sex, blah, 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 blah. And you are contemplating it. You are considering it. It shouldn't be up for consideration. Because you see, what God used to buy your body, what God used to price your body in the, you know, let me just put it in the market, is actually priceless. He used his blood. Your body, the value of your body is the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. And it is priceless. So it means that your body is priceless. It means that you are priceless. So don't let any guy come and romance you with bamboozle you and pressurize you. That, see, give me sex, give me sex, give me sex, give me sex, give me sex. This is a no. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your body is expensive. Your body is priceless. Amen. Except the guy can go and bring the blood of Jesus. If you cannot see the blood of Jesus to bring, to come and you know, say, you know, he wants my body. He can't have it. My body belongs to God. God bought my body with the precious blood of Jesus. Not with iPhone 11. Some girls is iPhone 11 that they have used to open their leg like this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Their leg is now open gates. Hallelujah. It's no longer narrow gates. It's not very open. Express. It's iPhone 11 they used to buy their legs. Amen. Glory to God. It shouldn't be. Your body, God did not purchase your body with iPhone 11. He didn't purchase your body with all of those things. He purchased your body with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the only thing that can give your body out to somebody, and that person is not just somebody, is your husband. The only thing that can give your body, you know, to a man is that place called the marriage covenant. Why? Because it is a similitude of our relationship with Christ. Amen. That's actually what, you know, can actually buy, you know, that can actually, you know, measure up to the price of our body, marriage covenant. So if the guy is not going to marry you, sister, there is no point. If the guy is not married to you, there is no point giving him sex. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus gave us his blood to redeem us forever. He gave us his blood to redeem us forever. So you see, marriage, that's why marriage is forever. You remember the scripture I read in the beginning, Matthew 21. Jesus was like, see, guys, there's nothing. Jesus, God did not make marriage for divorce. He says, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Yeah, because marriage is actually that relationship that has the forever code. And what makes it stick? What makes that bond? It's sex. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the only reason why God permits, you know, sex to happen in marriage, is because that's actually what can measure up to, you know, our relationship with him in a way. Do you understand? In a similar way. Hallelujah. Because marriage is a covenant. It's similar with our relationship with God. Amen. That's why God hates divorce. If you divorce today, marry tomorrow, divorce another day, marry tomorrow, divorce again. In fact, God is like, he's just seen his relationship with us like, he comes into our life today, he leaves tomorrow, comes into our life today, he leaves tomorrow. I mean, it doesn't make sense. He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. And the Bible says that Jesus redeemed us. Our redemption is an eternal redemption forever. So it's a forever thing. So any relationship that does not have forever inside it, sex cannot happen there. And it's not forever for mouth. I'll love you forever. Don't worry. I'll love you forever. It's not that one. It's you marry, amen, and you people will be together forever. Glory to Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Shola badabaha. Soli badabaha. Shande bolo hosuta. Egabashatila bahanda kosa. Reboshalida Bahada Baha. All glory to Jesus.
So let's continue.
Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. So I'm trying to see if YouTube will come up. But then let me see.
Alright, so katala bada bada baha. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. So. Amen. You know, for those who pre-ordered, thank you. For those who have not pre-ordered, I didn't pre-order, you need to get this book. I talked about, you know, commitment, how that you need to get into a relationship. You know, it's not just to go into a relationship with this mindset of not getting married. No, the marriage is actually what's in view, you know. And then sex too. You see a lot of gist about sex too in that book. Amen. Okay, let's continue. We'll talk about the book later. Okay, so I was saying that our body is what our body is priceless. Amen. Our body is priceless because our body was redeemed with the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. So any guy that says you should give him your body, just give me your body. I want your body. I want you. Why would you want me? Have you married me? Amen. The guy has no right to say he wants your body when he has not paid the price for Jesus before he was able to take our body. Amen. The Bible says, you know, I was reading the scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse, you know, 20, that says our body belongs to God. Amen. It says what? Because he bought our body with a price. For God to take our body, he had to pay a price. And what was that price? That price was the blood of Jesus. So some guy just comes into your life and says, I want your body. And you now carry yourself, carry your with your brain and go and give the guy your body without purchasing anything, without purchasing something of, you know, of the covenant, which is marriage. It's not that he purchased iPhone 11 that you should open your left for him. No, he has to marry you. He has to marry you. Amen. Jesus actually proposed a, you know, a marital kind of relationship with us. That's why the Bible calls us the bride of the Lamb. That's why we are the bride of Christ. We are his bride. That's the kind of relationship we have with Jesus. Amen. For him to carry our body. Amen. So some guy just comes into your life because of some form of emotions that you put, have feelings, chemistry, butterflies, these things that are not even stable. You carry your body and you give it to him. And then pregnancy happens. And then the guy tells you about it. And then you abort one. Another thing again, it happens. You are pregnant again. The guy tells you about it. If the guy really lets him marry you now, but why are you aborting? Amen. Glory to God. You can see that some people, their reasons for having sex doesn't even have commitment in view. Before you should think about having sex, you should be committed in a marriage relationship. Sex is for people who are committed in marriage, who are married. Amen. It's not for boyfriend and girlfriend or about to be wed married people. No. Glory to God. Sometimes people like that, the wahala of marriage. Actually, the wahala of getting married is good though, because the truth is, for Jesus even buy our body, there was a lot of wahala. He carried cross on his road, on his back, was walking, they beat him, all the old sacrifice and everything. And the guy is like, I want to marry you. The old stress I'm going through. And let him go through his own stress. Amen. Let him go through it. You can see that when a man marries a woman, he knows that, are married. Do you understand? If there are guys here that I've married, they will know that the thing I went through to get this woman, it's legit. Amen. It is actually legit. It's fine. Because Jesus actually went through a lot of wahala to get our body, to make our body his own. Glory to God. So my husband, if he's listening to me, he knows the wahala I went through to marry me. Amen. Glory to God. You go through, you will spend, you know, you'll be spent. Amen. Emotionally, you'll be spent, you know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we get the gist. You've been bought with a price. And not just any our price. You were bought with the blood of Jesus. So carry your body as, you know, priceless. Amen. Anybody that should have the right to see your bonbon from today henceforth should be your husband. Make that commitment tonight. Amen. Anybody that has the right, that's what the Bible says, that is joined with the Lord is one spirit with him. Why? Because he has paid the price. He bought us with a price. You know, he bought our body with a price. Amen. So he has the right to become one spirit with us. He has the right to be one, to become one with us. No guy has the right to become one with you when he has not bought, you know, you with the price of marriage. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why there's something they call bride price. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to read one more scripture. Oh, this scripture is going to bless you. Amen. Matthew chapter 23, verse 16 to 20. Jesus was dealing with the apostles, with the Pharisees. Was giving them hot. Was just yabbing them. It was like all of you. Blind guides. He was telling them, I'm reading from NLT. It was like, what sorrow awaits you? Listen attentively. He says, for you say that it means nothing to swear by God's temple, but that it is binding to swear by the gold in the temple. He said, blind fools, which is more important, the gold or the temple that makes the gold sacred? He said, you say that to swear by the altar is nothing, but if you swear by the gift on the altar, it is actually binding. He said, how blind? For which is more important, the gift or the altar, or the altar that makes the gift sacred? Stay with me, okay? He says, when you swear by the altar, you are swearing by it, by everything on it. When you swear by heaven, you are swearing by the throne of God, who sits on the throne. All right? Now, that scripture, it was yabbing the Pharisees that when they say somebody swears by the temple, they say the swear does not, the oath that the person did not carry power. Until the person swears by the temple, by the gold that is inside, you know, that is inside the temple. And then Jesus was like, whereas it is actually the temple that makes the gold sacred. Stay with me. It is actually the gold that makes the temple sacred. It is not the gold that makes the temple sacred. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It is not the gold that makes the temple sacred. Verse 21, it says, when you swear by the temple, you are swearing by it and by God who lives in it. Amen. Glory to God. God lives in the temple. The reason why the temple is able to make the gold sacred is because God lives in the temple. Amen. Glory to God. What makes the temple holy? When I'm saying sacred, I'm talking about holy. It means holy. What makes the temple holy is actually his presence. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you know, I showed us from scripture that your body has become his temple. Amen. Glory to God. If you're born again here, all right, your body has become his dwelling place. So it means that your body has become sacred. Your body has become holy. Amen. Your body has become holy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your body has become holy. Imagine carrying, if I take this my book now, to the temple. Amen. This book has become holy. That's what Jesus was saying. So what makes this book become holy the moment it lands on the temple is because of the presence of God that is in that temple. Your body has become holy because God has come to indwell your body. Amen. Your body is no longer casual. you know, something for people to just jump in and jump out, slap and touch. You know, when I was not born again, when I didn't understand this truth, some guys could just come and hold me anyhow when I was in school. Hey, babe, I'm fine. They'll slap me here, and all that. But when I understood that I carry Jesus on my inside and the spirit that raised him from the dead dwells in my mortal body, I started to carry my body with dignity. I started to carry my body with reverence. Some of you don't have reverence for your body. Anybody, anywhere. So some of you don't have reverence for your body, even with the things you wear. You wear things that expose half of your boobs. You wear things that expose half of your laps. You say it's fashion. What kind of fashion is that? And then you come on social media, you snap pictures, and then guys are coming to ask you for sex, and you're like, what kind of wahala is this? Why wouldn't they give you wahala? You are inviting them. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you're born again and you're listening to me, your body is sacred because the Holy Ghost has come to tabernacle your inside. Your body is no longer normal. Your hands have become holy. Your lips have become holy. Your private parts are now holy. Amen. Glory to God. Every part of your body is now holy. Why? Because the presence of God is in you. Amen. Your body is his temple. It is sacred. Amen. God wants your body sacred. Your body is not for everybody to be sleeping with. Amen. Glory to God. Your body is not for everybody to be jumping into and out. You know, I mean, when I hear some testimonies, I mean, not some testimonies now, some stories from some ladies, I'm like, wow. You know, it's because I can actually relate, you know, because I had my own past, you get, and all of that. But I'm like, Father, thank you for light. And I pray you bring this lady into light. You slept with this one, you slept with another one, and then you slept again. You just sex, and you are depressed. Amen. I want you to see tonight that your body is holy. When I saw that my body is holy, I'm sorry, oh, you can't touch me anyhow. You can't, no. If you're not ready to wait, bye-bye. I don't even want to even have anything to do with you. Is that personal? Amen. Is that serious? The guy is not ready to wait for sex in marriage. Let him go. Your body is holy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Romans 12, verse 1 to 2, which is actually the scripture for this meeting. Amen. It says, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice unto God, holy and acceptable unto him. God wants your body, beloved. God wants your body. Amen. Stop offering it to guys all over the place. God wants your body. It says, offer your bodies to the Lord as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him. God wants your body. He wants to possess your body. He wants to own your body. Verse 2 says, it says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. Amen. This world's own, you know, your own ideology is that your body is not for the Lord. Use your body anyhow. Go online, do porn, showcase anything you want to do, whatever is your life. No, but your body is for the Lord. You are meant to offer it as a living sacrifice unto him. You're meant to give your body to the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Some ladies have given their bodies to some men, to some guy, all in the name of love. And they've come out of that love with broken hearts, you know, torn vagina, amen, abortions, STDs, self-esteem, low self-esteem, a lot of rubbish, amen. But God is saying, offer your body to me as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. He wants to consume you. He wants to invade you. He wants to showcase himself through your body. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Your body belongs to God. Amen. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 6 verse 11. It says that, and such were some of you. It says, but you are washed, you are sanctified, you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of our God. You have been sanctified. Amen. Glory to God. What does it mean to be sanctified? It means to make holy. It means to purify. Hallelujah to God. God came to sanctify you. Amen. That's the point in hallelujah. God came to purify us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to Jesus. God didn't come, you know, so that you just live your lives and, you know, just your body, just give it to anybody. No, He came to possess us. He came to sanctify our bodies. He came to make our bodies holy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hebrews 2 verse 11 says, both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one. For which cause is not ashamed to call us brethren. Hallelujah. Jesus came to sanctify us. He is a sanctifier. Amen. And he came to sanctify us. Hallelujah. He came to make us holy. He came to make our bodies sacred. He came to make our bodies sacred. He came to make our body holy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some of you have given your bodies to sex as a living sacrifice. No. No. Your body is not for sex. We read that in the scriptures. It says your body is not for fornication. Hallelujah to God. I love Ephesians 1 verse 4. It says, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be what? Holy. And before him, without blame, before him in love. Before the world began, God chose us to be holy. God chose us to be sacred. God chose us to be for him, to be his. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your body belongs to God. Your body belongs to God. It is sacred. It is sacred. Your private part doesn't belong to that guy. Amen. Your body belongs to God. I know there are sexual urges. You have them. Amen. It just shows that your sexual hormones are working fine. But I want you to give God thanks, you know, whenever it comes. I say, Father, I thank you. But my body is for you. My body is holy. And until that man comes that I'm going to give my body to, my body is for you. And my body will continue to be for you. My body is holy. My body is sacred. I'm not going to use my hands to relieve myself from some sexual pleasure. I'm not going to use my hands to start masturbating. I'm not going to do it. My body is sacred. I'm not going to take my holy hands and put it into some part of my body. No, my body is holy. Amen. Glory to God. My body is holy. My body is holy. Hallelujah. My body is holy. Glory to God. Your body is holy. Every part of your body is holy. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, I love 2 Timothy 2 verse 21 to 23. It says, if a man therefore purge himself from these things, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, prepared unto every good works. Verse 22 says, flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the name of the Lord, you know, out of a pure heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It says, if you purge yourselves from these things. Hallelujah. What are these things? It's not surprising to see the next verse says, flee youthful lusts. There's so many things that are just, you know, capturing the attention of youths in our generation. You know, see a young guy, a young lady battling with masturbation, battling with pornography, battling with these things. Amen. And you don't know that these things are actually seeds. Amen. These things actually, you know, as you consume yourself with them, a time will come you will want to practicalize it. You may say, me, I'm not sleeping with anybody. Oh, once the thing hang me, it do me. I'll just go to one site, click it, I wash, I relieve myself. No, that's not how it works. If you continue like that, the day that your husband will not be around when you get married, amen. That's why you see some people, either they will use their hand or they'll go and look for somebody outside to relieve them. Amen. They've been sowing seeds right from time. Harvest day comes. Hallelujah. The Bible says that seed time and harvest shall not cease. Whatsoever a man sows, he shall reap. If you're sowing seeds, you know, pornography right now, you are sowing seeds of, you know, masturbation right now, you know, sexual sins right now, you are sowing those seeds, saying that you're not having sex with anybody in that sense. See, the day that it will come and become full, you will not. That person will be amazed. Amen. You know, there was one story that I heard a long time ago, several years ago. This man started kidnapping girls in the school. He was a driver. We kidnapped them. It happened in the US. We kidnapped them and take them to his basement. He was raping them, sleeping with them, sleeping with them. They later caught him. For 10 years, I think, he kept some girls there. You know, when I was meditating on the story, the Holy Spirit said he didn't start from there. This man started by watching pornography. This man started by, you know, watching this, you know, all those things that people watch online. If you have those things on your device, I want you to delete them right now. Amen. Glory to God. Your body is sacred. Your body is holy, including your eyes. Hallelujah. So what your eyes should see should be, you know, censored. Your eyes should not see everything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not everything online is for you to click at. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the Lord said to me that this guy started by watching pornography, and it was like a seed that was sowed in his heart. Hallelujah. And then the thing now grew. Amen. And then it started to turn into urges. Amen. Some of you say you have urges, urges, urges. Some of these urges are even too much, because the urges that you say you are having are actually urges that came from things you've consumed yourself with. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Romantic novels. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm not even a novel person, you know, but the Lord is saying to me that that's some of you's issue. The novels, the romantic novels you have read has sort of disrupt your mind. I would ask you tonight to go and burn those novels. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Read your Bible. Get a Bible plan. Amen. Glory to Jesus. It's time to repent. It's time to purge yourself from these things. Amen. Glory to God. I've been reading scripture that says that we have Lord has sanctified us, right? We've been sanctified. Amen. So why is this scripture now saying that if anybody purges himself from these things, it will be a vessel unto honor? Amen. Even though you're born again and Jesus has sanctified you, hallelujah, you can decide to, you know, live unsanctified. If there's any language like that, you can decide not to live like it. Amen. That's why the Apostle Paul was telling Timothy, purge yourself from these things. Amen. Become a vessel unto honor, sanctified. Hallelujah. You are already made to be holy. Just don't put those things that would defile your body. Don't get them around you. Take them away from you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. You need to repent tonight. And this is not a repentance of, oh God, I'll never do it again. And then you do it again. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 7 verse 10, it says, for there's a kind of sorrow that leads away from sin and results in salvation. There is no regret for that kind of sorrow. It says, but worldly sorrow which lacks repentance results in spiritual death. I'm not asking you to give me worldly sorrow. No. I'm actually calling you to godly sorrow, where you repent from your heart. You've been having sex, you've been sleeping around, you've been masturbating, you've been doing all of these things. Amen. I want you to repent right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you're not yet born again, amen, I want you to cry out to Jesus and say, Jesus, I want you in my life. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Lord Jesus, come into my heart right now. I want you to come into my heart. I confess you as Lord and Savior. I confess you as Lord and Savior. I believe that God raised you from the dead. Oh Jesus, I want you in my life. I want you in my life. I want you to pray that prayer. Hallelujah to God. But those of you, you know, you've been born again. Amen. But you've been misbehaving. Glory to Jesus. You've been having sex with different guys. Amen. Guys are even older than your fathers. You call them sugar daddies. Amen. It's time to repent. Glory to God. Your body is for the Lord. Your body is not for fornication. Your body belongs to Jesus. Your body is for the Lord. Your body is for the Lord. Oh, I'm hearing a lady saying, oh, if I don't give up my body, how am I going to feed? If the Lord says to flee fornication, and he says your body belongs to him, and that body is what you've been using to feed, see, God can take care of you. Hallelujah. The enemy has lied to you that it's only when you use your body, that's when you can be fed. But the Bible says he supplies our needs according to his riches in glory. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that God came through his son Jesus that we may have life abundantly, that we may enjoy life to the fullest, to the fullest, to the fullest, to the fullest. Amen. And I want to read a scripture to you from 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Amen. So gabanda ko sulianda baha masulianda baha shalabahande Oh Robo Shande Bolobosha. Libo Sutanda Balabalabaha. Oh Rabba Shanda Balabalabaha. Okay, I'm reading from the TLB. It says, tell those who are rich not to be proud and not to trust in their money, which will soon be gone. But their pride and trust should be in the living God, who always richly gives us all we need for our enjoyment. That's the TLB version. God richly gives us all that we need for our enjoyment. See, the enemy has lied to you that the only way you can survive is for you to trade your body for sex. But I've come to tell you tonight that God can richly give you all that you need for your enjoyment. Amen. You need to repent. He loves you, beloved. He loves you. Amen. He's not condemning you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And for those of you who are battling with sexual addiction, see, it is very, very, very easy. Amen. To come out of it. I've read the scripture already. Renew your mind. Amen. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans chapter 12 verse 2. What does it mean to renew your mind? It means to take God's principles. It means to take what God has said and make it your own lifestyle. And make it your own principles. And make it the things that you decide to do. Amen. When you see the Bible says flee fornication, you begin to decree and declare, I flee fornication. You begin to look at that scripture and say, I flee fornication. You make that scripture your reference point. You make that scripture, you know, what you are looking at. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18, it says, as we look, we are transformed. As we look, we are changed. So you begin to look at God's word concerning sexual purity and you begin to make it your own. You begin to make it your own. You begin to make it your lifestyle. You begin to say to yourself, I flee fornication. I can wait for sex in marriage. That is who I am. God says to flee fornication. Therefore, I flee fornication. God says my body is not for fornication. Therefore, my body is not for fornication. God says my body belongs to him. Therefore, my body belongs to him. So you begin to say those words to yourself. That's actually how you renew your mind. And see, in no time, you will stop all those urges, all those sexual addiction, you will drop it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe we have been blessed tonight. You know, I'm so sorry we started late, you know, but I have to round up this meeting right now. Okay, if there is anything that, you know, God has helped us to see tonight, is that sex is of God, sex is good, God created sex, not the devil. And if we want to find out how sex, you know, should be done, we need to go to the person who created sex. And we found out that God created sex for marriage. Amen. And we also found out that our body is not for sex. Our body is for the Lord, and the Lord for our bodies, because he bought us with a price. Amen. So any guy that is not ready to buy, pay bride price for you before he can have sex with you is control D. Go and break that relationship tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you glory. Oh, thank you, Father, for that lady that is contemplating aborting that baby. I pray strength for her. I pray strength for her in the name of Jesus to carry that baby. Oh, for those. Oh, Zegadegadebohosha. For those that have made the mistake, Kelebo Shalabaha. Oh, Rida Bahashande of sex, they've made the mistake, Father. Oh, Radiba Hashanina Mande, and they desire to change tonight. Father, Lord, I ask, oh God, that you listen and hear their prayers in the name of Jesus. I ask that you embrace them and shower your love upon them in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. We thank you for your word. Oh, be thou exalted. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.